So let's face it, I've been losing my hairline for some time. It was kind of noticeable when I was like 14 years old and my grandma would come and say, "Boy, you see that hole starting in your head?" I was like, "Bitch, you see that wig you're wearing on your head?" And she was like, "What you say?" I was like, "Nothing." You hearing things, I didn't say that. But you know, it's been a while, you know, and every year it's gotten worse. Then I came to Poland and everything, and you know, usually I would just cut it all off in the States, but you know, with the Polish barbers and the weather being bad sometimes and stuff like that, it kind of grows back very quickly. Well, that which it can grow back. And then I came to YouTube and people started talking about how bad my hairline was in my videos. I just didn't understand. I'd be talking about one thing and they'd be like, "Good video, but your hairline is fucked up, ugly nigga." I was like, damn, what's up with all the anger? So one day I was like, you know, let me post a picture of my hairline, because I was getting some calls into the show, the Brother Pill podcast with Donovan LAR. And I said, "Is my hairline that bad? Let me see." So I posted a picture of my hairline, what you see right here. And as you can see, this got 140 likes and like 240 comments. So I said 2 months ago, "Roast my hairline challenge. Best roast comment gets a bucket of Popeye's chicken and box of empty Landskim condoms." Go. These niggas didn't need no chicken or no lambskin condoms. They toasted my hairline. I kind of just want to review some of the hurtful things that you guys said to me as subscribers about my hairline. And I'll start with a buddy of mine. I know named Omega Black 28. I've been knowing him for a long time. He comments, "Nigga, your hairline got you looking like Morgan Freeman Luther King." What? Who is Morgan Freeman Luther King? Like a Morgan Freeman with Martin Luther King together? Fuck. You know, I was getting beat up so bad, even I joined in on my own hairline. I said, "Nigga, hairline running away like Deion Sanders on a punt return touchdown on 1992 Tecmo Bowl. Nigga, hairline shaped like a spoiled slice of meat lover's Papa Murphy's taking baked pizza." God damn. Leo Scarpoli says, "I thought the O'Shea channel was reporting on NASA's asteroid surface landing mission when this popped in my feed." Fuck you! Omega Black goes, 28, "You get lined up for male church tambourine players." Mr. O, for the record, says, "Boy, your hairline look like an unfinished crop circle." Stop the show. I gotta read that one again. "Boy, your hairline look like an unfinished crop circle." Motherfucker. KRG, your old ass.
In Donovan's voice, "His hairline can be saved for 99 cents a day. Please, won't you help? Look inside your heart and help his head. Call in right now with your pledges. Be a hero of black, but save this hairline. It's tax deductible."
That was pretty good, though. Pretty good. You're still 75 years old, though. Negroette. King John, "When your pubic hair transplant goes wrong." Your mama like it, though. O'Shea Vlogcast, myself, somebody logs into my account and says, "That nigga hairline look like an unfinished concrete cul-de-sac in the third world West African country." My big bro, High Def, he goes, "O'Shea starts at 8 p.m., but his hairline won't get there till 8:40-ish. We know nigga's hairline always late." "Looks like your hairline took the night off from Mr. O, for the record." Fuck you. The Adventure's Guide to the Galaxy, "It looks like a forest after all the trees burned down. A few small twigs sticking up in a scorched-ass dome." I ain't even bothered by none of this shit, dog. I'm not even really tripping. Y'all niggas ain't phasing me. I'm not getting emotional. Omega Black 28, "My nigga got a once-upon-a-time-ass hairline." Like I said, man, y'all niggas, you're not fooling me, dog. You're not fooling me. Old School Tony Carter, "Nigga got that Louisiana Purchase hairline." Damn, dog. For real. Larry Mallory, "Is that a head? Look like someone's ass."
Kirkwood 81 says, your hairline looked like the Nat Turner Rebellion headed up north but ended abruptly. Maurice says, my nigga O'Shea with the horseshoe fade. Damn, bro. Horseshoe fade, though? Ted Randolph, LOL, them Velcro hair hats done fucked your head up. LOL, you so ugly, your hairline finna take its talents to South Beach. Fuck you, too. JSPK Fitness and Life, your hairline is going back home to the motherland, bro. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I bet. Reese Upchurch, this dude hairline look like a topographical map. It got ridges, valleys, hilltops, man-made objects, city of niggas. Your mama like it, though. Negro. Jermaine Cobbin, looks like someone dropped a Tootsie Pop on a black carpet and picked it up. I gotta read that one again. Looks like somebody dropped a Tootsie Pop on black carpet and picked it up. Country Girl, look like a nice place to shit. I showed it to my aunt. Won't you show your aunt this dick? I mean, this video. Thanks for the comment. Bethalsar Rodegalega, nigga hairline look like the Great Barrier Reef at night with the moon reflecting off of it. Damn, my hairline looking that bad. Charles Crane Jr., your shit look like a 68 drop top Beetle with a bunch of niggas in the back seat. You're like your daddy and your Uncle Larry. James Harvey, look like you shaved your head with a cheese grater. Nigga, I know you're not talking with that ninja Leonardo from Ninja Teenage Mutant Ninjas t-shirt on hat on, nigga. What, you the only nigga going around here with a turquoise and black and orange hat looking like a motherfucking now and later Starburst stew, nigga. If you don't get your motherfucking ass somebody talking about me, you nigga, you over here looking like a crackhead ass Ricky Williams, nigga. Don't get this work. Alright, now that was a pretty good joke though. Old Marvel comic book collection t-shirt and shirt matching hat ass nigga. Banger Committee, that nigga hairline like a heart rate chart. Yeah, I bet. Your mama get this from the back, though. She be getting that Bradycardia, dog! Fuck out of here, nigga. Cage God, your hairline going through a recession. Hotep, my brother. Your ass supposed to be Cash God, nigga, but your credit card be declining for free shit, motherfucker. Chia Pet looking ass, nigga. Look at this nigga over here in the game. You got a Jehovah Witness Velcro seer suit on and shit, walking around with no Bible and an empty ass briefcase, knocking on niggas' doors. Talking about, would you come serve Allah at the motherfucking Kingdom Hall? Nigga, you just confused about the religion. You just over there knocking on niggas' doors trying to sell them carpet cleaners and all type of shit. Get your ass out of here. Gourmet Thursday, the white girl. I love you like a step play cousin, but your hairline comes home 10 minutes after you do. Well, if you open your mouth. Thank you for the joke there. Rod Powell, O'Shea Duke LeBron Jefferson moves the east side hairline half-ass nigga. As long as they move away from you, nigga. Fat ass Snicker bar ass fingers you got, nigga. You put your fingers into a female, you gonna give her a fucking hysterectomy. Big ass fingers looking like long ass shit log, motherfucker. Kwame Harris, your hairline like the sidewalk in the bad neighborhood. Nah, nigga, your mama bent over from the back like the sidewalk in the bad neighborhood, motherfucker. That's what it looked like. Let's see if we got any more jokes here. Alright, well anyways, y'all, this was pretty good. You niggas still suck. But, I thought it was pretty funny, though. You know what I mean? Shout yourself out in the comments. Let me know what you think about this shit. This is an O'Shea Duke Jackson special. Check out my Thirstbox episode. You know what I mean? We're on episode 18. Subscribe to the page. Hope you have fun reading this, hearing this. Give me more jokes. And you ain't shit. Peace.